Parramatta with 2 minutes and 10 seconds to go here. The contest seems like it's over. It's all about for and against. Ma'u now, right foot step, slips by Fenua Blake, gets an inside pass away to Moses, runs over the 30, runs into a dead end, then throws a long pass to the left to Brown. Brown gets it on. Oh, here comes Sebo, Jennings, dummies, then the around the corner pass. Yes! Sebo! He's got a hat trick! He's got 20! They go nuts!
Well, that is just icing on the cake. Parramatta playing a great brand of footy. Ma'au all year's had that offload. Moses is probing. He threw a 40-metre pass that hit Dylan Brown on the chest. Well, then they just went left. They went out to Takarangi. Jennings said, you know what, I'll get through and guess who I'll give it to? Micah Sebo. Sebo is on fire. 3 tries for the night. 20 for the season. Well, we, Parramatta.
Oh, yeah, it was a lovely play by Michael Jennings who had to just, he had to finish that off. And he got himself into a situation where he could have passed early to Sebo and then might have given the Manly defence enough time to get across and get some numbers on the big man. And the way Michael Jennings played it was just brilliant. Showed all of the experience and his class. Gets on the outside, throws a lovely dummy there to keep Elliott out on Sebo, and then's able to get Elliott to come back in on him as Sully takes him around the legs and just makes that contest between Sebo and Garrick another one that Garrick would like to forget.
Sebo had a smile on his face as he was catching because he knew he was just going to run straight over Garrick. Then he bumped away the poor young man, and then his smile got even bigger.
Here comes the call again.
Let's listen.
He'll have a statue here soon.
Geez, that'll take a bit of
bit of
steel. Yeah, a bit of bronze. Here's Moses. Parramatta up by 14. 20 seconds left. They're going to finish fifth. So here comes Moses now. Oh, it's a nice kick. He's got it, 32-12. So let's assume there's no golden point draw, right, between Tigers and Cronulla. If Brisbane lose tomorrow to the Dogs, it's Parramatta versus Brisbane in the 5v8. Parramatta and Brisbane, one win apiece.
Here.
And that would be here.
Yep.
If Brisbane win, then Parramatta play Cronulla or West Tigers.
Ooh.
Still waiting, Ruben.
Parramatta were crushed by Cronulla at Shark Park mid-season, but they beat Cronulla early in the season, so they're 1-1 against them. And the West Tigers, they have owned for a long time. Now, the kickoff, and it's towed into touch or over the back. There's no time for a restart. And Parramatta go to the finals in style. And Micah Sebo on one knee, just embracing the moment, soaking the moment in as the lights go out and 25,000 pay tribute to perhaps the rookie of the year and very likely the NRL's leading try scorer for 2019. The man had never played a first grade game 7 months ago, and now he is bordering on iconic here at Bankwest Stadium. The Eels at Bankwest are a totally different team, and they've done it again, and they are here next week for a knockout final. The Manly Seagulls, it's an expensive defeat. Not on the ladder. They go from fifth to sixth. But they could lose Martin Taupau. Curtis Sheridan, a foot injury. Taupau with the potential suspension. And Brad Parker copped a rough knock there, so there's going to be concussion concerns there. So a pretty miserable night for the Seagulls. Things go from bad to worse for them, but they are in the same predicament as Parramatta. They will have a knockout final at home next week, and we'll go through Manly's potential matchups on the other side of the break as well. So Parramatta 32, Manly 16. It was the biggest Friday drive time game of the year, the biggest crowd, 25,000. And they have been treated to plenty of points here, 48 in all. as the two sides come together. Kane Evans has his worries as well. A high shot, which possibly, almost probably, will see him charged. So we've seen four teams play this weekend and all have judiciary concerns. Now the lights are back on here. Marty Tapau, he's had a concerned look on his face ever since. Oh, Mike Acevo is with Brent Reed. Take it away, Reedy.
Well, mate, how good was that? They were chanting your name all game.
Yeah, it's good to have this kind of crowd behind us. Yeah, they got us all tonight.
Three tries. Pretty special night for
her. I'm just doing my job. The forwards are doing all the hard yard in the middle, so I'm just doing my job as a winger, finish off tries.
He's very modest, boys. He's just doing his job. Up to you.
Yeah, Micah, congratulations. Just on your job, I mean, how much confidence are you taking on a weekly basis? Do you, obviously, at the start of the season, you're relatively new to the game, but to play 25 rounds the way that you have now and score three tries in the last game going into the finals, how confident are you as a player?
Week in, week out, I'm gaining confidence each week. So, now I'm in a pretty good place. Yeah. I can wait for next week to jump back with the boys.
And that combinations with the experienced Michael Jennings on your inside, that seems to be working well?
Yeah, I've been learning so much from him. Yeah, he's been in the game. He's been in the game in a long time. So, it's good to have those kind of players inside you.
Well, we love watching you play, my friend. We want to keep it going for years and years. That chant, hearing your name tonight, give us all goosebumps up here in the commentary box. Congratulations. Welcome to semi-final football.
Thanks, boys. Thank you.
Oh, well done, Mike Acevo. What a nice young man he seems like. And
a good story, Dan. It's an amazing story, isn't it?
Well, it doesn't really exactly good. Come from nowhere, because wasn't he part of the Penrith system for a while?
Yeah.
And they sort of let him go. And
I'm wondering what that link is. Then he was playing, like, you know, in the Group 7 or somewhere, or I'm not sure if that was him or someone else I'm thinking of, but I heard the same thing the other day, and I thought, no. You mean he's at Penrith and we haven't got him?
I think that was the case. King Clint Gutherson, we can call him the King here at Bank West. Yeah. He's with you, Brent Reed.
Yeah, Gutho, on the eve of the finals, that's a really good performance.
Yeah, it was. That first half was really clinical from us. We really turned up the way we practiced all week, and it was super pleasing, but we sort of crept back into some bad habits there in the start of the second half and let them back in the game. We're just not completing our sets, and look, a good team like that capitalising. They just started getting a roll on, and credit to our middle, they really stuck into it when Kano got 10 in the bin. It could have gone either way. We're only up by 6, and look, it's a very pleasing way to finish.
Talk to us about Mike Acevo. He's a weapon, isn't he?
Yeah, you just got to give him that little bit of space and he'll make them pay, and I think that showed. You just give him 10 metres either side of the touchline and he'll score, and Dill put a crafty little kick in down the corner there, and look, he's a finisher, and he's just gone better and better every game, and that's what we want him doing, and that's what wingers do, and we've got two of the best on ours, so it's we're pretty lucky.
Up to you, boys.
Gutho, you started on fire tonight. I think it was 12-0 or 12-2 after 6 minutes, and it was mainly to do with Junior Paulo getting that second phase play going. He's been a good buy for you guys.
Yeah, Junior's outstanding. He runs hard, and then he's got that late feed in him like a back, and he creates that space, and look, he's deadly. He's one of the best in the comp, and look, if he keeps playing like that, we're going to hopefully go a long way, and look, it's exciting times ahead.
Bloody oath.
Hey, Gutho, you guys had the 2 points locked up, obviously, there with about 10 to go or 5 to go, and did you realise that you needed to actually score some more points for your for and against, so you skipped them up into fifth position?
I thought we had to score 24 above them, but we don't really look at that. It was just good to get Micah his hat-trick and get a bit of momentum going into the finals.
Two right.
We'll see you here next week.
Thanks, boys.
See you, buddy.
Great, mate.
They were 22 behind, but of course, for every point Parramatta gains, Manly loses. Yeah, so it's a double-edged sword thing. So that's why they had to win by 12, and they did that. They won by 14. Parramatta, fifth place in the 2019 NRL Telstra Premiership. They will play eighth. Manly finish sixth. If Brisbane win tomorrow against Canterbury, it's a Manly Broncos final at Brookvale. I'm pretty certain the Broncos have never played a final at Brookie. Their results this year, they played in Magic Round. The Broncos won 26-10, and that's their only meeting, in fact. So they haven't been at Brookvale this year. And if Brisbane lose, then it will either be Cronulla, who they have a good record against. They beat them at Shark Park. or the West Tigers, who they thumped 4 weeks ago at Brookvale. So,
you know, it's funny, Dan, like, we go through all these, all this sort of mathematics this time of year about who plays who. As a player,
you don't care?
You do not care.
No.
And that's why we're asking that question together then. I mean, you know, semi-final times, if you don't have an attitude, if you put someone in front of me next week, yep, we're going straight over the top of them, you don't last long.
That's a good point.
All right, let's take a quick break. Reedy, if you get someone else, we'll get them on as well. But let's just take a break here, and then we'll wrap it up on the other side. Parramatta, 32-16 winners over the Eagles. A little bit to worry about for both sides, though. We'll talk about those potential suspensions on the other side of this. Triple M rocking Friday Drive Time Footy.
The Triple M NRL Play of the Day.
Ma'u now, right footstep, slips by for Norblade, gets an inside pass away to Moses, runs over the 30, runs into a dead end, then throws a long pass to the left to Brown. Brown gets it on. Oh, here comes Sebo, Jennings, dummies, then they're around the corner, pass. Yes! Sebo! He's got a hat-trick! He's got 20!
Footy this half for the Mitsubishi Triton. Nothing can frighten a Triton.
For McDonald's. Triple M Footy.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Gerds, you're going to have lots to talk about tomorrow on your Saturday Triple M NRL show for midday.
Well, we don't need usually a lot to talk about, Dan, but hey, if there's plenty around, it's always a little more
that's
fun.
That's a bonus.
Wendell doesn't have to work as hard if there's a lot to talk about. He's been carrying.
Well, at least, you know, Dan, every time I ask you at 8 o'clock on a Friday, what have you got? Big show, Dan.
Your big show tomorrow, Dan.
Yeah.
Adam Reynolds is coming on, actually.
Is that right?
Yeah, the Rabbitohs playmaker.
Well, isn't it great they actually know what's going to be on the show tomorrow?
It is good. Yeah. It's finals time. You could tell by the performance from all of us tonight, you almost called someone a porker. Until you almost called someone a porker.
Mate, Walker the Parker.
Anyway, we'll be better for the run.
Thank God it wasn't the Warriors and Stacey Jones. all right, so Mark I, Ryan Girdler, Dan Ganain, great job by Brent Root on the sideline as well. As we wrap things up, Triple M Footy for Maccas. I think I might get some
Sivo. Sivo.
Cheeseburger on the way.
Do you reckon all the Parramatta fans are in the car now going, Sivo. Sivo.
Well, someone, was it Dave, our
yes,
our technician, brought up at a great point. How many players actually get their name chanted at a rugby league group?
Not many.
Not many.
Not many afforded that luxury and that honour. Sivo, when he scored his first try, then he got his second and got louder. And then the third one, well, even the Manly supporters were singing it.
Well, I remember Wally used to have his name called out at the grounds, but he used to go for a little
while. Wally
is
a.
Yeah. Which he isn't. He's an absolute legend, Wally, by the way.
He is.
Mungle Boots, man of the match, please, gentlemen. Obviously, it's a Parramatta player. Well, I'm guessing it's a Parramatta player. Mungle Boots built for you in mind. Ultra comfortable for the hardest of days.
Well, not just because he had his name called out and he scored three tries, Dan. Like, some of the other stuff he did in and around the football, he's a guy that can legitimately turn a game single-handedly. There's not a lot of guys like that in the competition, and he is one of them. And he did that tonight, and it wasn't... the three tries just sort of capped off what was a fantastic night for him. In and around the football, he's got the ability to draw penalties, you know, because he demands quick play of the balls, and when guys try and hold him down, he can, coming out of trouble, he can often draw a penalty, which he seems much needed. He set up a great try there for Michael Jennings, scored another three, and every time he had the football, he gave Garrick and who marked him on this wing, Elliot, he gave them nightmares.
Yeah, Billy.
It was obvious right from the start. Down. Mike Acebo for you?
Yeah, it's lay down Mazzare.
All right, so we'll get him the size 22... Mungle Boots for Micah. What a nice young man. It was lovely to interview. That's the first time I think I've heard him speak.
Doesn't do many interviews, but he handled that nicely.
He loves Reedy.
And a shout out to our colleague, Joel Cain. He backed Mike Acevo at 125-1 to be top try scorer, but he cashed out, so bad luck.
Oh, what a coward. What a coward.
I think he might have kept a little bit for himself.
When did he cash out?
About 4 or 5 weeks ago. When it looked like Latrell was going to overrun him and Garrick was coming and Marmalore.
Could you? He would be kicking the dog tonight. Sitting at home in the lounge room, wouldn't he? Just kicking the hell out of the dog.
And he put a reason to bring up his name is because he tweets here that a Fijian has been top try scorer 4 of the last 5 years.
Yeah.
So you'd have Vunivalu, you'd have Rod Rajra. I think Vunivalu did it twice.
I think they're close to bringing in a team for the New South Wales Cup as well.
I think that starts next year.
That was the plan anyway. That'd be fantastic to see.
I think, well, the Macca's moment. Let's pick any of the Sivo chants. Let's call that the Macca's moment. Right, let's get to the... the skill-certified moment of skill.
Okay, the moment of skill.
Sivo running over Garrick.
I think Lloyd Perrott's offload was probably the moment of skill. It was he done it twice in the game, and he was very unexpected. He's got a good name.
Why the obsession with the name Lloyd?
That's no obsession. I just like the name Lloyd. Classic name.
But is there a particular, did it take you back to your time as a teenager? So it's just an odd name to be gravitated. Any name is odd to be gravitated to. That one especially.
Like Reuben? You like Reuben Garrick?
I don't mind Reuben.
Yeah, I like Reuben.
I love a Reuben. A good sandwich. They call it a Reuben.
Skillcertified.com.au. Get the recognition you deserve. Turn your workplace experience into a nationally recognised qualification with their help. Skills Certified. All right, the two downsides of this game, the judiciary or the match review moments. Firstly, Marty Tapau. Do we think he's any chance of playing next week?
None. No, he'll at least a week. At least a week.
Who did he clean up?
Stone.
I think it's fair to say Marty's played his last game for Manly this year.
Wow, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So he...
maybe 3 weeks.
And the fact that...
And I don't see Manly going past... they might win... Yeah. Find a way to win next week, but the week after that, low on troops. Without Marty and the like, I think they'll struggle.
All right, Kane Evans. That one seems a little more debatable, doesn't it? His high shot on Brad Parker, but it also seems like he's going to be in a bit of trouble, Kane.
I think he'll definitely miss next week.
Yeah.
Whether or not that's... And he's obviously got a decent record, so that might play its part.
And they both have, which is surprising for such aggressive players. I'm surprised by their judiciary record. I'm glad for them, but because that could come into play.
I'm not sure that there's going to be value in any of them fighting the charge. I mean, it was pretty clear for everyone to see.
Yeah, how do you beat it?
So no, I think they're just going to have to take their medicine.
The guys last night, I think, have got grounds for fighting theirs.
Well, yes. Warrior Hargreaves has really told us he's already going to fight his. Yep. And Burgess...
Well, how do you defend?
How do you defend hair pulling when you can see? Remember, George Burgess was done for 2 weeks for throwing a water bottle, and I think they fought that on the grounds of, "Are you effing kidding? You're going to give me 2 weeks for?"
Yeah.
But sir, did you do it? Yes. Okay. Well, you're gone.
Yeah.
So I don't.
I don't know where that falls. I was thinking about that today. I have no idea where hair pulling falls.
It's grubby, isn't it?
It's grubby. It is. Yeah, it's unnecessary. And maybe if they make... Has anyone been suspended in the last 5 years for hair pulling?
Not sure.
Didn't we have one last week?
We got a precedence there somewhere.
Someone got pinged last week for pulling hair, didn't they?
I
don't know if they lost a
game
week
or not.
No, I don't think they lost...
Okay, I don't know, but...
We'll look into that. We're done.
That's the mirror. We'll look into that.
And that ends... this year's edition of Friday Drive Time Footy. Yeah. Now, we're back next Friday with the finals, wherever. We have no idea where we're going to be next Friday. But this is the funnest. I've got to say, this is the funnest game of the week to do.
Oh,
I agree, Dan.
It's fantastic. Who isn't happy on a Friday?
Friday.
It's Friday.
Sure, we get the Warriors or the Titans every second week, but but it's good fun.
It's entertaining.
Exactly.
It's entertaining. And don't forget, next year we've got to bring back some roulette.
Rugby league rule, and I'm putting it to the Gerds and the Buzzard, our executive producer, every week.
Let's have a really good think
every
about
week
this.
Rugby league roulette.
I think we can do better, Dan. Let's have a really good think in the off season, and let's see if we can come up with something.
You've always got to be negative. You've always got to be down.
When those games come about, if we can really do something special.
Okay.
Okay, be careful what you wish for,
Gerds. That's
right. Be careful what you wish for. Thank you, Gerds. I'll see you over the weekend.
Bye, everyone. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, MG.
Thanks,
I don't know if we work together again. Can you take us out in song, MG, to finish off this?
Live and La Vida Loca.
What's this song on now? No, it's a bit of... Goodbye, my old friend, goodbye. This could be our last time together. My friend, goodbye, and I'll see you as we're driving down the highway on old Windsor Road.
Right.
I made it up.
Good night, everyone.
SEPA Super, with insurances that protect building and construction workers. Plan NRL game highlights.
Gutherson, the ball out the back to Gutherson. This is Knox. Now to Jennings. Jennings to Seaman.
Oh.
Big game arguing Elliott. Now he's away. And he looks for support. He finds Jennings. And Jennings will score. And just like that, Parramatta go from one end to the other. Oh, Mike Asimo.
Ball low. Another pass out the back. As now comes from Mahu to Wanga Blake.
Oh, wow. He steps around Dylan Walker. That's beautiful. Then the pass on the inside. Here's Gutherson. Goodbye.
Fires a bullet out to the wing of Elliott. It is 30 out, running out of room, kicks infield. The chase is not bad. The bounce is awkward. Ferguson drops it. And offside. Offside players touch the ball. That's a Manly penalty. Garrick nails the goal. And it's Parramatta 14, Manly 2. Marnie throws to Moses. Turns it on the inside. Here's a high tackle.
Ooh.
Stone again. And now Marnie to Powell might be in trouble.
Yeah.
So it's Parramatta 16, Manly 2.
No, it's on report and in the sim in.
Yeah, 10 minutes for Marnie to Powell. That's no surprise. And Manly's task just got a whole lot harder. Not just tonight, but they look like they might go into the finals without one of their enforcers.
Cherry Evans turns it inside to Perrott. Perrott swivels in the tackle, but no off. Oh, yes, there is an offline as he was falling. Fights Fido. Ducks his head. Goes for the line. He got over. And I think he got it down. Well, this would be remarkable. Cherry Sutton says it's a try. Now it's played to Marnie. Again, the short left to Brown. A rolls in a grubber. Here comes Sebo. Micah has tried number 18. Finu picks up and throws it to Powell. And he's dropped the ball. He's dropped the ball. He tried to get the arm free for an offload. And it's not going well for Tapau as Finu toes it through, plants it down. And they're going to have a look at this. They're
going to have a look. Force. Knock on Parramatta, so we're back to zero, and then grounded by the
Well, he's called a try. He says the power was stripped. Here's a replay for Coates Hire, Moiroa. Oh, he does strip it.
Yep.
So Manasi finally grounds it. That is the worst try of the year.
Goal by Manly.
But
we have a decision.
It gets Manly to 22-12 and an easy kick as well.
Goal as we see.
Big hit here, and now Kane Evans might be in trouble. Kane Evans is late in. Brad Parker.
On report and the bin.
Yeah, he had to go. So that's a sin bin each now. And now this game has come alive. 22-16 Parramatta. 15 out. It comes left to Brown. On to Gutherson. His pass to Sebo. Sebo. Yes! Sebo! In the corner. And he gets it down.
Okay, Sebo remains in the field of play. He grounds the ball inside the touching goal line. We have a decision.
Mahu now, right footstep, slips by for Norblake, gets an inside pass away to Moses, runs over the 30, runs into a dead end, then throws a long pass to the left to Brown. Brown gets it on. Oh, here comes Sebo, Jennings, dummies, then they're around the corner pass. Yes! Sebo! He's got a hat trick! He's got 20!
Well, Parramatta 32, Manly 16.
For Ream Hot Water. Triple M 40.